He probably would not be, or will not be happy with me if he sees this recording of this talk, but our oldest son is a high school chemistry and physics teacher. He happens to teach in an area in California, in Fremont, California, that's populated mostly by Indian and Asian families and students. There's a history of those cultures being very strong in their children getting good education. And my son has been able, in fact, to work with the physics group, and they just this past year went back to Washington for a nationwide competition, and this one high school in the middle of Northern California came in ninth in the country. So you can imagine how proud I am of my son, but that's not my point. My point is that most regions in the country are not in a position where they promote science and engineering, and many of our families don't promote it either. And what we need to do is build a sort of wall of heroes in science and engineering that are role models for people to want to aspire to, and particularly young people. And we do that in sports, and we do that in music to a certain extent, but we don't do it much in science and engineering. I don't know how to make that happen, by the way. I don't have an answer, but we need to do that, because without seeing those role models and understanding why it could be so exciting, young people won't be motivated to do that. And if it's money, that's not a motivator in science and engineer. The reason an engineer invests his energy to build something is in the hope, usually not fulfilled, but in the hope that millions of people will use what you've done. And that's what motivates an engineer and a scientist. You know, I look a lot of some of my children's friends, extremely bright young people, and a lot of them decide to go into finance and Wall Street. And that's interesting, but it doesn't bring our country forward, okay? You're just figuring out ways to make money off money. You're not building something, you're not inventing something, you're not providing a new solution or a cure, you're just creating wealth. And in the long run, unfortunately, that's not the answer. So we really need to think about the role models and the ambitions that we put in front of our young people and get them to understand what they can do if they take their raw native intelligence and apply it in an area where they can be creative and create something new and exciting and interesting and worthwhile to mankind.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.